For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A shocking upset in New York. U.S. Representative Joe Crowley, the head of the Democratic House Caucus, has been defeated by a 28-year-old Bernie Sanders supporter, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, in the Democratic primary in New York. 24 hours after President Trump rallied supporters in South Carolina, GOP Governor Henry McMasters has defeated his opponent in a GOP primary battle. Here's John Warren conceding the race.
We had a hard-fought battle over the past 5 months, and I will tell you that I have never been prouder of a group of supporters, never been prouder of a mission.
In New York, Republican Congressman Dan Donovan has survived his challenge, and Democratic Senator Ben Cardin won his primary against Chelsea Manning and six others. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Another suspect has been arrested in the fatal stabbing of a teenager in the Bronx. WCBS-TV's Alice Gaynor.
A steady stream of mourners for a second day lined up outside the funeral home, with emotions running high.
I'm asking the public and the community to please be patient with us as we continue to investigate. We are ready, willing, and able to make sure that justice is done.
This afternoon in Paterson, New Jersey, six men faced a judge. They kept their heads mostly down and had an interpreter. All waived extradition. Last night, 19-year-old Kevin Alvarez made his first court appearance. He was charged with second-degree murder, manslaughter, and gang assault.
A new study found that flight attendants are more likely to develop certain kinds of cancer. Harvard Dr. Eileen McNeely explains.
There are things that we can point to. We know because they fly that they're exposed to UV and cosmic radiation, which is a carcinogen.
This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
California Democrat Maxine Waters is not backing off from the statements she made about protesting President Trump's cabinet when they are in public. USA's Robin Walensky has the story.
Trump is the one who's creating lies, trying to have people believe that I talked about harming people.
Democrat Maxine Waters making news, the California congresswoman not apologizing or backing down after she takes heat for telling people to protest and push back on members of President Trump's cabinet when they are in public.
There's nowhere in my statement, anytime, any place, that we talked about harm.
Waters holding a news conference saying,
I stand by my speech in saying that the protests have already started. They're probably going to continue.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
New home sales are up, according to the government. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The Commerce Department says new home sales did jump 6.7% last month, selling at a seasonably adjusted rate of 689,000. Now, that's the highest level since last November. Sales in the South responsible for a bulk of those transactions, as sales actually dropped in the Northeast and in the West. Experts say although sales growth is strong, construction is still running below historic averages. Roughly 2.7 homes are being built for every 1,000 Americans. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.